Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Kuhlman. In Ukraine, the death toll from yesterday's countrywide airstrikes has risen to 19 people. An additional 100 people are in critical condition. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haidar reports that most of the country is huddled in bomb shelters for a second morning in a row.
Since the spring, the war in Ukraine has mostly subsided to eastern and southern regions. But after Russia blamed Ukraine for attacking a vital bridge in Crimea, dozens of rockets and suicide drones rained from the sky in every corner of Ukraine yesterday. Rescuers worked around the clock to pull people from under the rubble of apartment buildings and office complexes. This morning, Ukrainian officials warned people to stay in shelters as air defense systems attempt to fight off another round of attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to call into an emergency meeting of the G7 today to discuss the most recent escalation. Yulian Haidar, NPR News, Kyiv.
President Biden will be discussing Ukraine today when he meets virtually with the heads of G7 nations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has also been invited to attend. Biden and Zelensky also met yesterday. Biden says the United States will continue to provide Ukraine with equipment to defend itself, including advanced air defense systems. In Florida, the official search for victims of Hurricane Ian ended over the weekend. At least 119 people were killed by the storm that lay waste to the southwestern part of the state when it came ashore nearly 2 weeks ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says rescue teams have scoured wreckage for any remaining victims.
There's been over 2,500 rescues done. Over 1,000 search and rescue personnel have gone door to door. They've done 108,000 structures.
Utility workers have also restored power to more than 2.5 million customers in Florida who lost it during the hurricane. The president of the Los Angeles City Council has stepped down from her presidential role after a recording of racist comments that she made was leaked online. But she and two other Los Angeles City Council members in the leaked conversation are keeping their council seats. From member station KPCC, Jackie Fortier reports.
A secret recording of a conversation last year between three Latino LA City Council members and one labor leader using racist language surfaced over the weekend. Nuri Martinez stepped down from her leadership role but remains on the City Council. In her announcement, she also apologized to fellow City Council member Mike Bonin for using racist and demeaning language to describe Bonin's son, who is black. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti and other politicians are calling for all three council members involved in the conversation to resign amid widespread outrage. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
It's NPR. There are air quality advisories posted in parts of central Oregon today because of the Cedar Creek wildfire. It's less than 40% contained and has scorched nearly 200 square miles. The smoke from the blaze reaches much farther in Oregon. The air quality ranges from unhealthy to hazardous. The advisory will stay in place until at least Friday. Electric vehicles have massive batteries, and General Motors has some big ideas for those batteries. The automaker is launching a new business unit called GM Energy. As NPR's Camilla Domonoske explains, the idea is to turn a parked car into a part of the electric grid.
With most appliances, electricity runs one way, from the outlet to the device. But some electric vehicles can store power and push it back later. For instance, Ford's F-150 Lightning can be a power source in an outage, a big selling point. GM says its electric Silverado will be able to act as a battery for everyday life, which could cut bills and strengthen the grid. GM Vice President Travis Hester gives an example.
We'll be able to store up energy in the day, and they'll be able to bring it home to use of an evening, which is really going to help out with electrical loads.
New hardware will be rolling out late next year. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
This Thursday, the federal government will announce its cost of living adjustment for people receiving Social Security benefits next year. It's expected to be sizable, possibly an increase of nearly 9%. That is because of inflation. More than 70 million Americans receive Social Security benefits. I'm Korva Kuhlman, NPR News, in Washington.